one of the things that I noticed was the silence among the people of Carndonagh. And I think that has come as a result of the tremendous shock that has been visited upon them due to the death of Kathleen and Jimmy Cuddihy. They were very, very popular people, very high profile in the community, very well respected, and also two shining examples of their own individual professions. They had touched the minds and hearts of all the people here, and as you probably know, Jimmy was a teacher in the technical school. He came up from a place called Piltown in Kilkenny as a young teacher. And he married Kathleen Deary from Mavin, and she was a nurse in the hospital. And he also then, after the amalgamation, taught mathematics and so on. So he has taught many, many of the people in Inishowen. And indeed, also, I must admit that he taught me metalwork way back in the 1960s when, as a young teenager, I went to the tech myself. My mother also, being very ill for a number of years, we experienced also the professionalism and the kindness and how Kathleen could put the family at ease when the ambulance was so often called to our home in Greencastle. So therefore, these sentiments have been echoed by the people in Carndonagh to me. They have fallen silent, and I suppose one of the best ways of describing it would be this, that on Sunday night, when the hearses arrived bearing the remains of both of them in the driving rain out at their son Jimmy's home, there was a remarkable silence among the large crowd gathered there. All you could hear was the noise of feet in the gravel. And when they came into the house, just whispers. And I must say that during the prayers, it wasn't hard to be heard because there wasn't a sound. I think that maybe sums up the feeling of the Carndonagh people, because these people would be very well known in their professional capacity, as well as among the community in Carndonagh, because of their professions. And it has really, really rocked the community here.